Welcome to the Greenwood Podcast.
It's been...
We're back. Clapping. I ain't telling about that.
Yeah, it's new. This segment is a little bit of a freestyle.
Why are you saying that?
Oh, okay. Well, we here. We're here. We're back. It's been a while. Make sure y'all follow us on all platforms.
We're still alive for everybody.
We're still here. It's just, you know, a lot of times people just be busy, man, so it's hard to get everybody in one setting. At one time, one place. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
What niggas been up to? It's your boy Cam.
Oh yeah, that's Cam right there. Y'all don't know who Cam is. AKA Cam B, AKA I'm getting it, AKA
I'm
Fat
getting
Boy.
It. I'm
with the snacks. And then we got your
same
boy.
Shit. Shit ain't changed.
Your boy Babu.
Babu.
Mr. All Around.
All around.
You down 40.
You said down 40 what? He ain't never been down 40.
I'm Dre.
Mr.
To be continued.
To be continued is crazy. Catch up, man. What y'all been?
What niggas been doing since our last episode?
The
which
last
was like,
episode been, what, 3 years ago? We back at it, though. We keeping it steady. We going to keep it going.
The last episode was like before the playoffs.
Yeah. I would say like the last.
NFL playoffs, yeah. Speaking of NFL, you know what I'm saying, man.
Speaking of NFL, we want
to
get
can we shout out to the Super Bowl champions first and foremost, man. Go Birds, man.
Anyways, a lot of, we going to get into that, but a little later. We got a lot to
talk about.
Definitely not talking about the Rams, but man.
Niggas are scared, but we can get to that later. It's okay.
Quarterback, got 2 years left.
What you been up to, big man? What you been up to, bro?
Shit. Outside of all shit, man. What you about to say?
I was just, nah, you go ahead.
Nigga saving jokes.
Nah, I was going to enjoy
it. Tuck it in for later.
Hey, boss. Hey, hey, yeah. That's what I
said. Take my laugh back.
Same nigga, same shit.
I don't know what good.
Yeah, Cam, he's still on
shit,
that.
Shit, I ain't been on that no, man. Same on 1-2.
Same on 1-2.
Working, kids.
Mm-hmm. Working, kids. Damn, yeah, okay. I was gonna speak on something, but I don't know if you want me to speak on it. But
fuck it. Nah, I don't do that. Nah, let's not do that. What you been up to?
With me?
Yeah, man.
Man, just working. Real working, getting the house ready. I got a crib on the, just got on the market today. If y'all wanna buy, if it's still here, it might not be here by the time y'all see this episode, hopefully.
Trade a realtor.
Because I got that Jane ready to go. So, yeah, I got that. Been working on the house, man, the last 3 months. Just trying to get everything situated with that. Painting, freaking putting on doorknobs, painting doors, shampooing carpet.
Just to fix it.
Some of everything.
Get into it.
So, yeah, that's pretty much it. Keep me occupied.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what else? Yeah, just working. Overtime. Getting that money on. Yeah, ain't nothing new. I'm trying to think, like, anything changed, like, when last past? I'm more motivated, I would say, like, just been more, like, you know,
kinda
focused.
Just keeping the pace.
Right, yeah, just trying to keep, just.
Stay afloat.
Right, just trying to keep, be more. I've been chilling, though. I ain't really been, like, going out for real, though. You been going out?
Nah, ain't shit, man. Honestly, ain't really shit outside.
Right, I've been in the crib, like.
Maybe a little concert here and there, a little show or something.
Yeah, I mean, a little show here and there. Then. A lot of shoes dropped in March. I'm gonna just put it out there.
Plugs let me down, man.
I'm really upset. Because I told myself, like, February, I was like, man, I ain't buying no shoes for March. And then once March hit, everything started coming out. The fucking flu games came out. The white and gray jeans came out.
Telefied.
Oh, I was like, damn. But yeah.
I ain't trying to buy no shoes, no time zone, man.
True.
Shit. But what I been up to?
What you been up to, Cam?
Shit. Just like you working, trying to sell this house.
Work. Get that money on.
You know what I'm saying? Got a house.
If we sell our house, dog, we might go to camp. We be like, sell them at the same time.
I'm gonna get another house.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's talking about.
You're right.
I'm gonna get another house.
Take this money. Stay this way to live. Right. All right, now what? Oh, no.
They didn't get it outside.
You spent all the money in Dubai.
A little bullshit.
Right. But not for real. Just Just work. What? He said camels are cams. What'd you say?
Right. Camels in Dubai. What's the pause about camels?
I thought you said cams.
Oh, man. Hell no.
That'd be crazy.
Nah, just working, you know what I'm saying? Getting this house ready to sell. Staying out of the way, like niggas said. We really ain't been doing shit. Popped out, what? We go to the R&B party.
R&B party, yeah. That was
Miat weekend. I mean, best of Miat weekend. You gonna pop off Miat. You got
right.
To. But yeah, since then, though, been low, out the way, working, still no kids. So that's a blessing, you know what I'm saying?
I still got two.
I can't clap.
We got another.
I ain't got no kids on the way.
Oh, all right. We good then. Everything is still afloat.
Still got that.
These niggas still worse than expensive.
It is expensive. Yeah, speaking of that, within 3 months, my son, Jace, went two sizes. Kobe went up two sizes.
Damn.
I've been spending money like crazy. Damn. Jace's voice got deep. I called him the other day. Hello.
People be on you.
I'm like, yo, who this?
Yo.
Hey, yo, who you? Where my son at? And he got taller than he like 5'2" now. Mama keeps him awesome. Yeah, he gonna be taller than you. You better. I said, I'm in the gym every day. Waiting for him.
Shit don't matter. We gonna be 40 one day. Catch a sliver. Shut your bitch up. All right. Hey, I'm jumping it.
I'll be damn. Right,
who are you? Get out my house.
I told you everything you knew.
I'll be damn. I let my kid ever.
All right.
Your son come out the next goddamn Sugar Ray Leonard.
Shit.
Take his granddaddy jeans. Don't care. That's your, you can call it that.
You're gonna look like come help coming
me, man. Man, pick me up. Take me the picture first, man.
Come on, son, beat me up.
Damn dot on my head. He can't drive.
Nah. He
hit me.
Yeah, I know what I'm saying.
Hit me
what if that nigga hit you one time and then it kind of hurt you, but you got to suck it up? He be like, yeah, all right, that was cool.
Got to throw one back.
No question.
Sound crazy.
Damn.
You pausing everything, right? Man,
but that was madness today. You met yourself.
It's been a long time.
You hungry.
Right. It's been a long time.
He said he ate it a long time.
about 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
He shook his head. You hungry, boy?
Yeah.
Hey, you funny here.
What's up? Shit.
Yeah, let's get right into it, man. Let's talk about them astronauts. Did I say that right?
Say it again. Popcorn with Dre. Your favorite segment is back. Popcorn with Dre.
And we're on. It's NASA astronauts. I think I'm right. Astronauts.
NASA?
Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams return to Earth after 9 months.
They need to be in space. Listen to their names. They got what they deserve.
Stuck in space.
Don't say they got what they deserve.
I mean,
it's crazy.
Not that, but.
Wow.
Oh, go ahead. I'm back.
Oh, yeah.
Popcorn Dre. Popcorn.
Yeah, they was out there for 9 months. Mm. Bones is different.
We done talked about them. Like,
body's different.
A million times up here.
You know, yeah, well, we just catching them up, you know, because they ain't over there, you know. They got
them
following us.
We got to have them on the pod.
Somehow, we get them on the pod.
Injured, man. They probably up too. They going to want 50.
They say pick them up. You going to pick them up to bring them on the pod?
They probably can't
pick them niggas up. My nigga Suni.
Long as they blue.
Wait, what? Hey, yo. Hey, yo. Freak man. What's wrong with you?
Oh, man.
Yeah, they were.
It's been a while.
They were stuck in space. No, they're not stuck in space anymore.
So, like, who went and got them? Like, what?
NASA?
I think they said Russia was one of the people that helped get them.
But the thing is, though, they send shit into space all the time. So why do they have to plan out? We're going to come get y'all in, like, 6 months.
Do you just go out of town there?
Now.
Do you just go out of town when you want to, or you got to plan it out?
Nigga, they send this is a $1 billion industry we talking about. We ain't talking about regular niggas like, I'm gonna put this trip on Afterpay.
Afterpay.
This is $1 billion. This is NASA.
No, you're right though. Meanwhile,
you gotta plan out 6 months. Come get me. Nigga, send somebody up.
Come get me now.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Come get me now.
Like, that's the part I don't understand.
Hey, what if they was fussing the whole time out there?
Oh, I know it was all that shit. I know that shit got to be a movie one day. It's gonna be a movie.
Oh yeah, it's lit.
Oh yeah,
they probably. I know they. Fuck.
That's gonna be a documentary.
He was like, hey, look, man.
Man, you didn't get us.
Shoot.
Suni was kind of hit.
It's us.
But it's just them though.
It's space. It's 9 months.
Space probably got some.
It's space in its 9 months. Mm.
Damn.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I don't even know if
fuck, little ugly ass game.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know if
you can see the beautiful things about her.
Hit something floating in the air. That's lit, though. Like, think about it, though. Who has done this? That's I know he space. Probably hit her with that shit.
Mm-hmm. Right. Hit her with that wham. Mm. Mm. But welcome back, guys. If y'all feel like coming to the podcast, we're going to pick y'all up, all that good shit, you know?
Right. For sure. Glad they back.
But it would be niggas, though, so they probably won't.
They might. You never know.
Hell no.
I'm going to send her an email tonight.
Yeah, so...
You know that name wrong. Soonie.
I mean, how would you feel you were stuck in space for 9, 10
Pissed the fuck off. I be calling her every day.
Calling home every day?
Yeah, this mom go to headquarters.
Who you gonna call her?
Why the fuck do it? Why you tell me? I'm like, hold on. They said 5 months. Give me the phone. Why the hell you talking about 5 months?
Right. Like what kind of...
What the hell is taking 5 months? Fuel it up. Come out here tomorrow. It's gonna take a day or two to get to us, man. Like, come get us.
I can just imagine the conversations from like space to home. Like,
I'm snapping, bro.
Talking to their kid, their mom, their wife and kids. Like, yeah, these.
What if they only picking up the phone calls for him?
Oh boy, I'd be pissed off.
It's just dad again.
That's calling crazy. Again.
I would ask what you're doing, but I already know, mother. Wait right. till I get home. You don't know when you coming
and then,
home.
On top of that, they probably don't even know what day and night is because, like,
damn.
No, yeah, probably, yeah, yeah. Cause you see what I'm saying? Because
like they
the
in
time.
Space all the time. Unless, yeah, well, they might do know.
They still see the sun. I mean, they don't rotate.
If well, because
the sun got the glow on there, so you probably could.
If they not like rotate,
we rotate around the sun, right?
Yeah, we oh, probably they in space.
So they're
always in between the sun and the earth.
So they probably just. What do you think?
No, but they're spinning though.
But no,
they're not rotating. They would have to be behind the earth to see darkness and then be
right. But
they're probably in one place. Like space, away space from the Earth and...
No, I think they're in orbit, bro.
I don't think the whole space
center. All the satellites are
they
in
the whole space center.
They move, bro.
Yeah, the satellites. They got not the whole space center though.
The space center move too.
So you think they?
I don't think the whole space center rotate around.
I'm telling you. I'm telling
I think
you.
That shit. I think all the satellites.
If they can move, then we need to go back down to the Earth. Then I mean,
you feel drop me off.
That's why I think we're taking so long because they had to figure out. The calculations on how to,
because
when they go up,
you better
they gotta figure out like, all right, they're gonna be here. We gotta go up at the same time.
I better figure out
enough gas in the tank.
That was all calculated, bro.
Well, why ain't gonna get them? Why ain't gonna test make it sound so easy? Why ain't gonna get them?
Pick them up in a Uber.
All right, man.
That shit probably 130K.
Moving on.
I'm gonna give me a space shuttle.
What else new?
Miss. What's the lady from New York? Miss Melissa, Detective Melissa McCardo, an NYPD officer with 7 years.
Shout out to her.
In the force. She was in a twerk video. Twerking.
She was fat.
I ain't watched it personally because I don't really dabble in things like that anymore.
You'd have dabbled in that one. You would have dabbled.
Yo, but I did see. I mean, I'm not. It didn't interest
me. Not saying like you looking forward to them, but
yeah, I'm not like it ain't.
If you just happen to come across,
like if it came across my Facebook page, I probably like, oh, let me. But I didn't go look for it.
Tell the rest of the story, bro.
But yeah, basically, she's a detective. Tim, he messing up. is you the moderator? I thought I was the moderator.
I mean, you a moderator? We ain't arguing. It's
all right,
bro.
You know
what
it's
about.
I know what you meant.
Hey, boy, hey.
I thought I was a moderator.
Let me finish this. So,
you're the moderator.
Yeah.
I'm crying.
She had a G-string on.
A what?
A G-string in the video. Oh. I guess she was doing a little twerk or whatever. Mm. But yeah.
Was it like a rap or something?
So she was in a rap video.
Rap video.
Whose video?
Nobody
local
know.
I think
it was a local guy. I think it was
Luca. Her homeboy.
That nigga had a hairball. Dale Garfield.
He talking about Dale Garfield.
Too much lasagna.
The nerve of you. The nerve of you.
Chipotle.
Because of Chipotle.
Too much lasagna.
But yeah, man. She was in a but she, like I said, the problem is she was a cop and she was in like, I guess a twerk video. Well, yeah. she was like the.
I would have been like
a video vixen, and she was like ass out and shit. Right?
I would have been like, show me in the law where it says I can't do this.
Yeah, I mean that's it. I mean,
I guess though, because you're a public figure, you're police, like
So if you was like,
I would just go ahead.
Did they fire you when you was in that twerk video? You was
damn! I said that. Hold on, what? Nigga, Mr. Jude on the calendar. Fuck you, talking.
No way, Jose.
But nah, though, like, with your
no, there's certain things you can't do for real.
I mean, like, she ain't commit a crime or nothing.
She didn't, but it's like, you know, a lot of times they don't want it to be. You can't be doing certain things with the gear on. You can't.
She ain't had no gear on. She ain't had nothing.
That's here, but there. I mean, the same. I would say the same thing. Like, especially if the people know who you is, mm-hmm. and you out there twerking. It's like it's kind of hard to. It just don't look right. And I think it goes with, I'm pretty sure they got some type of SOP or rule that say like, oh, well, this is, you know, you're supposed to be like this and you're supposed to hold yourself like this. You're supposed to hold yourself to a certain standard when you're in that position. And twerking is not, even though like, you know, now like times are changing, people are doing more extreme things and having these professional jobs. You know, we got President Donald Trump blowing people up on Instagram, talking cold hard trash, you know, and that's the leader of the free world, you know. But
the leader of the free world is crazy
for real, though. Like,
you can't call him that.
But yeah, it's when you see people like that or and people in power doing crazy stuff.
Yeah, but she's not even nobody like. Not saying she ain't nobody special, but like she ain't like major or nothing. She just a
little.
She's still a public figure.
Yeah,
though.
True. Yeah, I guess she's a public servant. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. As a fact, though.
That's crazy. Moving on.
She should have blown up after that, though.
Right. If you gonna do something like that,
I'm
you
already
make some
fine.
Money.
If you want to come on the podcast too,
they said she won't just twerk. She was twerking hard, is what they said.
Man, pull the video.
What's twerking crazy. Soft?
What's twerking soft?
Like, I don't know. Like a little shape.
She
little
probably
bop.
Going crazy with it. And they probably, that's
back.
Too much. Maybe if she was just like walking around. Because you know, you got some vixens that just walk around and they like look cute. And
thought you didn't know.
I said it back in the day. You used to watch the
vixen. Back in the day.
They had the vixen videos and stuff like that.
BT Uncut.
She probably going crazy with it.
You know, the girls in Tinder, none of the asses are really fat, for real, for real.
None of the ass back then was
fat. Back then was fat, yeah. Because this is the BBL season now, though. But like,
it's just OD now, though. Everybody
got one. Yeah. Everybody and their mama got one.
Shit, you know who just got a BBL?
Who?
Vivica Fox.
Oh, that's a good one. Look at you.
She's like
Subway
stuff.
She's like, talk about it, Cam.
Bro, she's 60. Just got her ass done.
And it looked crazy.
I mean, no, it does look crazy.
Right.
That ain't gonna lie. It looks crazy on her, like, as a person being at that age. Cause
no, I seen an old lady at my.
It just gives comment. Like you unhappy, like for real. Like
it just gives you unhappy.
Your grandma 60. You don't want to see her get on that.
Am
BBL.
I gonna get a BBL?
I'm gonna be pissed the fuck off.
Right, we gonna have some problems.
My grandma's dead as hell, but
dead as hell is crazy.
I mean, they've been dead for a long time. They ain't new.
True. Continue.
Oh, my bad. I fought y'all out with that one. Anyway, I fought y'all out with that one.
I mean, yeah, grandma's is off limits. She's 60 years old.
I don't know if she got any kids or nothing, but she ain't got no. But it's Vivica Fox, though. But still.
Yeah, it's Vivica Fox.
What the last thing you done seen her in?
She was in a Car Shield commercial.
A Car Shield commercial?
Yeah. BBLs for Car Shield? That's crazy.
Bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a hell of a combination there.
You want to fuck with Vivica Fox?
I mean,
more than me. BBL or not, I mean, either way.
Even as a celeb, I don't think I could really rock with her for real.
I feel like a lot of celebs bad
back
probably
in the day.
Weirdest.
Back in the day,
like,
she was
personally.
Bad, yeah, but now at 60.
I mean, she don't look bad. I mean, shit.
I don't know.
If you seen her like a normal person walking down the street, you'll think she'll look good.
Nah.
I think she'll look good. For her age, I don't know what she look like now either. So.
She look
seen 60. A beetle?
Oh, she hit.
Somebody seen a beetle.
No, it's like the ass we're poking out. Just like. You know how the beetles are small on top?
Never
mind.
You be looking at beetle
ass. It's a bug, bro. It's a bug, bro.
Freak ass nigga. That nigga said beetle ass.
But you know how to be like saying like.
Nigga that the bug with the fat ass.
Yeah, yeah,
you hear what I'm saying, right?
Nah, cuz.
You hear what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, I ain't never seen no fat ass bug.
You get what I'm saying?
Grasshopper thick as hell, boy. Freak ass.
You listen to that grasshopper boy. Lord Jesus.
That boy was tuned in on the bug's life for a different reason.
Yeah,
funny
nah.
As hell.
Fuck out of here.
Moving on.
Talking about some bugs. Hey, what's up with these niggas, man?
Hey, go ahead, man. Hey, Boosie Man, Boosie Badass faces backlash over Khalid Wilson's Memorial Scholarship.
Boy, say that five times fast.
Do it.
Nah.
I can't.
Don't twist it.
Boosie Badass. Boosie Badass. No,
he said three B's. What's up?
Boosie Badass.
I'm putting the Z's in there.
No. What was it? Read the whole thing.
Boosie Badass faces backlash.
Boosie Badass faces backlash. Boy, you were just saying.
No,
you
got it, bro. Faces.
I said faces backlash.
No, you said face. Anyway, Khalid Wilson Memorial Scholarship.
Nonfiction contest.
What do y'all feel about, like, I mean, how you feel about, like, him doing that? Do you think it's him capitalizing on?
No. You've done too much on the other side to have a Boosie scholarship. What is the criteria? Think about everybody that you know that got a scholarship. You feel me?
They fit
some kind of criteria to have that. Because that's like an honorary thing, ain't it, in college?
Not
you got a scholarship in your name. You
can have a marble scholarship.
You can have a marble scholarship.
So they got regular people out here who just got scholarships.
I know somebody that's...
But I think the thing is he used that boy's name, RP him, by the way. But he used that boy's name without Duke Khalid, who got killed, you know, all the hazing allegations and stuff like that. Well, it wasn't allegations that happened.
You talking about they got rolled up in a rug?
What? Who got rolled up in a rug?
I think that's something.
You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about, but.
It was like some athlete with dreads. They rolled his body into like one of the wrestling mats or some shit.
That was some years ago. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know that same thing. Okay. No, this situation here, if y'all don't know, Khalid Wilson was, you know, He died
from a hazing allegation.
From some type of...
the college hazing thing.
College hazing.
Yeah, that's kind of going against each other. Why are you going?
Yeah, because he... But he beat his... what he was on trial for?
Bodies and cancer.
True.
That nigga was
a survivor.
Super nigga, bro.
That nigga survived. He beat cancer and...
Six bodies.
And the same.
Six bodies?
At the same time.
That's crazy.
Bro, I think his shooter, like, just pled guilty on everything, just ate all the charges.
Wow.
But nah, it does defeat, well, I don't say it defeats the purpose, but it just looks crazy that he put his name on it. Well, he probably should have got permission first, but.
Right, I think he should have got permission.
He should have just made
and
one
it's still kind of new, too.
Without associating an old boy into it.
Yeah.
Should have just did one. He could have been, like, in honor of type shit.
He could have did in honor of his sons or something like that.
He was trying to name the scholarship after the boy.
Mm-hmm.
His
son is a capital.
Well, it depends on if he would have got like permission for the family too and shit. Like,
yeah, that'll look better. You know what I'm saying? Asking the family.
The family came out with him like, we want to do this.
But honestly, I would do it in reference to my sons because like his sons, they seem like they pretty successful. You know, they went to college doing their thing.
The Boosie kids?
I think one or two of his kids is went to college.
Oh.
You know what I found out? One of Boosie's rules for his sons, they gotta have a fade. If they get anything else besides a Boosie fade, he not gonna help you with shit.
Damn.
You on your own. That shit's so crazy.
Yeah, that's wild.
Fade it is.
Why do you hate
all
fades?
All day fees.
Hey. Your neck break out or some
I'll
crazy
take this fade
shit.
Instead of be broke.
Bullshit.
Y'all got any like rules like that for your people, for your kids?
Yeah, I got a crazy. Well, my rule is for Jace's.
He about to say, I got a crazy rule.
Not crazy, but like, you know, on my dad, when I was growing up with my
traditions.
Pops, we had a tradition where I get my ear pierced. I think I got my first one pierced at like 8, and then I got my second one pierced at like 10. And I kind of did the same thing with Jace. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't let they go 8 and 10, and Kobe 8 and 10. But I usually let them get their own little say-so, but they see me do it, and they want to do it anyway. They see my daddy do it, they're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get mine. Well, all right, cool. So I would say for mine, it's not that crazy. Like, I ain't going to tell them they got to do it. But
that's crazy.
I think that's, like, a little tradition that we got.
That's random. I remember I was getting my ears pierced. Just random off topic. I was in a chair, like, at Claire's and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the chair and shit. Michael Vick walked past, so I was getting my shit pierced, bro.
Oh, shoot.
I didn't know what to do.
He was like, oh, that's me.
I'm like, hold on, but I'm like, nah, I got my ears pierced out. It's all good. Random.
He tried to look.
I looked. That was fucking up. Vic, come here real quick. Hold on, cuz.
Pierce, you got there.
Yeah.
You got your right.
That's when Square Mall was booming.
Oh, yeah.
Now that shit a ghost town.
Back in the day. Mm-hmm.
You got any, like, traditions for your kids? Something like that?
No.
Nah. Don't fuck up. Don't fail.
You gotta at least be 250.
See, I started to throw a little shot.
I was gonna throw a shot too. I was like, you know what?
Nah, Dre been chilling though.
All right, that's it. That's all I got. I had one, man.
Three steaks a night.
All right, man. Let's pop into some. Since we on Boozy, man, let's pop into some music. Any new?
No, I'm thinking about new Boozy came out.
Boozy probably dropped some recently, but
he used to be putting out music and shit.
Yeah, I don't really be keeping up with him for real.
I really think he pissed the world with the nigga 40 minutes straight.
Yes,
that's a long
40 minutes straight is crazy.
Time.
Yeah, he be dead.
Nigga,
he
be dead or seriously like first minute. Cuss, blood force, ain't no trauma. Ain't nobody come out. Ain't nobody see the shit. He ain't tired. Like 40 minutes straight.
That's wild. Yeah, so Money Man just dropped album called Insomnia.
Bless you, sir.
Dang.
Me personally, I like it.
Who?
Money Man. Insomnia. That shit was all right. I ain't even really listen to Money Man like that until
he got like one flow.
He do got one flow, but he been out and I just kinda like caught on to it when I guess he was promoting on Instagram and it popped up on my Instagram like new album out. Like, let me check it out.
He do motivate you to like better your life and get some money though.
No question.
And they'd be like, you should run, learn how to hunt, fish, shoot. He just teach you how to be a better nigga.
He tell niggas how to hunt. Niggas. Yeah, right. He
right.
Rap about niggas hunting.
Bro, no, he just in general, like, off, like even, yeah, even yeah. listening to him and like off the
He'd be like,
go hunt for food.
Every day, I run like 8 miles and shoot for like two, like.
Shoot what, like?
Like guns and shit, like get his aim up at the range. He'd just be better at himself. That shit.
Yeah, he know a lot about like financial literacy and all that.
I did tune in to the Larry June and 2 Chainz.
Oh yeah, that Larry June 2 Chainz.
I'm sleep on Larry. I'm waiting there.
No,
I'm
that joint they dropped together. That joint.
Good
legit.
Job, Tim. Good job, Tim.
That joint legit.
Feel like a good.
That's definitely a good one.
I said, oh, this nigga.
Who was signing for Chainz?
They like flows is so like complimentary to each other. Yin and yang. That shit.
2 Chainz was spitting that album though.
He was. It's going crazy. It's called that album there is called Life Is Beautiful.
Yeah.
Larry June and 2 Chainz.
Probably my favorite album album of the year so far.
Another, definitely gonna be a some of a.
Oh yeah, they should have dropped that definitely like
right now.
Gonna thump it for 9 6 months.
But with that being said, Larry June and 2 Chainz, it's gonna take them a little while for it to catch. I would say a little bit.
That shit, the world on it. That shit popping. That shit booming. What
also
else came
Drake
out?
Drake and Party Next Door.
That's a good album. Though. I ain't gonna hold you.
I'm glad.
I can't really.
But it's more so a Drake album,
right? Drake did kind of like
it's like a Drake featuring Party. I fuck with it. What else been out since we been gone?
Tour dropped album. Yeah,
Fire.
It was surprisingly good. I mean, he ain't been in jail, so like he had to been out in there thinking like. So
he probably got a vault with 1,000 songs.
Man. No, he said he did all over the phone. He got equipment in jail.
For real.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell he got up with?
I don't
know. It kind of sound like he was in jail too, though.
He heard niggas.
Yeah, I gotta go. What's
like
called?
A collect you heard, call?
You heard the niggas in the back.
Yeah, fighting the rubble. He still rapping. I like okay.
My nigga's called Peterson. That's the name of the album, Peterson.
That's his last name.
Yeah.
Lloyd Peterson.
Shit, yeah. Who else came out? West Side Gun came out with an album.
Oh yeah, West Side Gun. What was that album called though?
I think it's called 12. You know what it's called? It was called Hitler.
Oh yeah, 12.
Hitler West Side Gun. It's 12, but he just changed the numbers and shit now.
Yeah, that was a pretty decent album. I give it a 7.
I fuck with West Side. I fuck with West Side. Out of the whole Griselda.
I gave it 7.5. And then Playboy Cardi dropped called I Am Music.
I gave it one spin. It ain't for me.
You got to get another one, man.
I'm cool.
He got a couple tracks on there.
I think
a few.
I'm just outgrown them.
I'm
that good credit by with him and Kendrick Lamar? I don't even like Kendrick like that. That joint was going. That joint was crazy.
Like why you don't like Kendrick? He hurt your mans.
I'm just saying, he's not really, I'm not really a fan of Kendrick. I'm not saying I don't like him. I take that back, but I'm not really a fan of Kendrick music.
We heard you last episode.
That's all good.
Yeah, he cool though. But yeah, I like the album. It was all right. I would say that's a good workout album.
Or that Cardi?
That Playboy Cardi. Because he got some upbeat music.
But what the fuck is he saying though?
I don't know what he said. I be going to the beat.
What it is?
Oh, what are you saying? Some gibberish.
Like saying got to rest some shit.
Yeah.
But I guess the youngest, they fuck with Playboi Carti though, but dang, I can't fuck with it.
All right, notable classic album right now that you can think, top of your head.
My notable classic album?
Yeah.
That I've been listening to lately?
Not even, yeah, that you've been listening to lately.
Well, I was playing Get Rich or Die Trying the other day.
Okay.
Yeah, you know I mean, 50. That's still on repeat.
That's crazy. I was listening to Masca and Nat yesterday.
Those two solid albums. That's all he's, that's all
Masca and Nat.
Niggas getting Facebook at me.
I was listening to, what I was listening to?
I was listening to the Carter 2 this morning.
The Carter 2?
On the way to work, I had money in my mind. Mm.
I don't even want to say what I listened to. Y'all gonna judge me.
It's all right.
Did you hear that R. Kelly song?
We'll keep it between them.
Y'all hear that new R. Kelly, though?
Nah,
you rapping up the joke. You ain't hear the R. Kelly?
Oh, yeah, he
did.
Oh,
the residuals beat?
Yeah, he did. Put remix
it, did you put
residuals.
It in the chat?
Huh?
Nah, that was on Instagram. That was on
the show. But did he put it
in the chat? Nah, he ain't put it on. But R. Kelly did do a...
He did a residuals
beat. Yeah, R. Kelly did a residuals remix. He was talking about somebody owed him some money. He's trying to figure out where his money at. So y'all
he
please
about
go
get
find
none
out.
Of that. No,
for real,
he ain't
man.
About get none of
please
that.
Figure out where that man money at, cause he really upset.
He ain't got nothing on his books.
None of the books. Singing. Somebody got to get a man song. And then what's the boy? Oh yeah, on the sports.
And on the sports.
Nah, cause I'm just upset about how they let Debo go to the Commanders, bro. Like.
I'm not.
They already stacked.
Just like Dez Bryant to the Ravens.
Who? He played for the Ravens.
Exactly.
Oh, damn.
Exactly. Exactly
he
my point.
Like that, though.
Exact, man.
He can't stay. He can't stay healthy. He
can't stay healthy. Mm-hmm. They feel this terrible for, like, leg injuries.
My boy, hater.
No, damn. That's real fact, bro.
Damn.
They have a terrible leg, bro.
The nitty-gritty of, like,
bro, you been to FedEx, bro?
Huh?
You been to FedEx?
Nah.
That shit is trash, bro. It is like the worst state of our business. The field is terrible. That's why motherfuckers stay with like leg injuries, ACLs, all that shit.
They can be all right though. Him and McCarthy.
And they're gonna be second place at best.
We lost Eagles lost a lot of people.
Not really. I mean we did, but we already got the people in place for them. So we be all right.
Yeah. We gonna see.
I mean,
I'm
you looking
hopeful.
From you looking from the outside, so I would expect.
I'm that, hopeful, you know. I'm looking.
I've already seen what, and I'll be okay. I'll be watching.
Okay, it look all right.
What about Russell Wilson? What y'all think he gonna do for the? They say Russell Wilson went to.
I like it.
He signed to the first Giants start. Today.
I don't. I feel like it's a low ceiling, so.
It's only
he really can't. I mean, he really can't fuck up.
$21 million for 1 year.
Yeah, 21.
Yeah.
Quarterbacks.
He got 21 million, bro.
Quarterback,
1 year.
No, that's like his max guaranteed. Like
if he hits, and shit.
If he hits all of his incentives.
Oh, okay. So he probably.
But his base is like he only got like 10 mil guaranteed.
Oh, okay.
I mean, still came up good though.
Yeah, but that's shit. Look at the quarterback issue now. Motherfuckers in 40 plus.
Yeah.
They got him and
Winston
for like 18 next year.
Yep.
Well, two quarterbacks for 18 mil.
That's perfect.
You can't go wrong. Shit,
and they can still
you got
draft.
A solid backup. You got a solid start.
Oh, they all right then.
You feel me?
I didn't know they had Winston, too.
Yeah, they got Winston a few days before.
Mm-hmm.
But that should be fucked up how they be doing, niggas. I probably was like, yeah, man, you know, come here.
They probably got Winston thinking they won't get Russell.
Fuck. It probably is like, it probably ain't even say shit about Russell.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Winston.
Just how they did Fields and Russell ass.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you think he expected to start though, like
ooh, yeah, he Winston. Got to.
Yeah. Hell no.
You think Winston's gonna start?
I don't think he is.
He's gonna start now.
You know he'll back up.
Yeah, I don't think he was expecting that.
If Wilson start fucking up, they are gonna put in Winston.
Mm-hmm.
A little safer than that.
Yeah, but he might do like the little double whammy like they did with
on Taysom Hill. Nah, Winston maybe acting like that.
And
he's a passing gunslinger. I've never seen that nigga run for real.
But yeah, NFL shit been going on. Season starting what? 2 months? 3 months?
NFC.
The draft ain't even start. Draft is.
We got a long time.
Yeah.
Season don't start until like September.
But damn. The draft is when?
Probably next month.
The end of next month.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
We got a 30-second pick. I don't know what the fuck. We talking about 30-second
pick.
We talking about the safety from Georgia. I can't remember the fuck his name is.
We need him.
But it's been a long time for them, so get. I ain't really too locked in on that.
In other news, the Rams signed Davante Adams. You know, Andrew
Hopkins. That's a pass rusher.
They signed not enough.
I don't know what it is.
That's a wide receiver.
It's all good.
Y'all got a pass rusher too, didn't
you? We got a defensive tackle. Stop that run now.
Who?
We finally got a fat ass nigga, so we ain't got no skinny ass nose tackles no more. Somebody can plug up the hole. Now we got a marble type figure on the D line now.
Oh, yeah, they good.
Oh. But I mean, like, he's good. Marble physique. There you go.
He said plug up the hole.
Yeah, marble physique. You
know what I mean? A little half a couch.
A little Dexter Lawrence.
A little you. But in the news, we'll be all right. Should be all right.
Any other notable trades?
Be all right.
I would say the Eagles had a lot of people leave that.
You know why though?
They got no money.
The money, but the niggas is gonna be coming up in the next few years that we need to sign. We already just signed like all the stars. So now you got all the young players that we gonna need to keep around. We gotta sign them in the next few years. Like, we're gonna have to sign Jalen Carter for like 2 years. That nigga getting like $35 million by the time that shit come around. So we just keep recycling through the draft. We got 20 draft picks throughout the next 2 years. We gonna be all right.
You just said the 32nd pick though.
Yeah, but it's still the first round.
You don't really need a first round pick for real. You can probably get
that off. We just won a bowl, so I mean, it go by whoever win last, which is
Right, but then, I mean, of course, you trade for certain picks too, though, right?
I don't think we're going to trade up. There's nearly no need. We got so many picks, but I think we just build depth. Mm-hmm. Like how we do build in the trenches.
Yeah, I think they just be
some solid diamonds in the rough throughout the draft.
Right. They know how to pick them, though.
And how do we trust, man, the Wizard?
Who else got some? Stephon Diggs went to the Giants.
The Patriots.
I don't understand that at all.
I mean, you're trying to get a bag now.
Yeah, that's all I see.
He coming off an ACL injury, so like,
because you definitely ain't winning that division.
Taking what you can get, man.
Nah, he ain't doing that.
Nigga, y'all ain't.
Take what you can get. Oh, what else?
I feel like he probably could have got more money or equal somewhere else, like a real contender, bro. You went to the Patriots. That's a full rebuild, and you're in your 30s. Yeah. Might as well stay with the Texans. Texans on a cheaper deal.
He could be there chilling.
Texans ain't got no money. They got to pay Stroud soon.
They got to pay who?
Stroud.
Oh, yeah. So it would like that. They need some receivers, though.
It's going to be his third year. Mm-hmm. They're probably going to sign him next year.
They
did
all right last year, so.
And also,
they went to the playoffs.
Who else?
That's pretty much it. I mean, the NBA.
Since we've been gone, Luka done came to LA.
I say so.
Turned shit up.
I say Lakers.
But we don't lost the last two games though. So
I think we'll be all right for playoff time.
Bro, I ain't never seen
that. Get past the Joker.
Beat them
a couple times already.
Yeah.
Who y'all think will be a problem for the Lakers in the West?
I think them. In the 7-game series.
Who?
Nuggets and
Timberwolves. We ain't got no big. We ain't got no true big.
Oh shit, the Thunder. SGA.
Man, small, we could beat anybody. We ain't got no big, though, for real.
I mean, we got the center dude. I forgot his name.
He ain't going to be nobody for Joker. AD couldn't even really do nothing with Joker. They just go back and forth all day. We just going to have to just keep scoring on niggas.
Really, nobody can do nothing with Joker, though.
Yeah.
He's going to have to keep running the score on niggas. Minimize it.
Boston still look good. Cleveland still look good.
Dang. Right. I still got Boston over Cleveland right now.
New York look all right.
I think it's Boston, Cleveland.
Yeah, but I think Boston still. I think Boston really might repeat for real.
You think so? No.
Yeah, they line up crazy.
No, yeah, they did. And they beat us.
You think they? I don't know. I think we kind of deep. They deeper than us, but
yeah, they. They got. They probably for sure. Real Boston. But Boston probably got a better at every position than us, besides Bron.
Besides Bron
and Luka.
Yeah.
But all the three, they probably.
They still got Tatum, Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And then they bitch Holiday. Go crazy.
Holiday still.
They got Porzingis coming off the bench, cuz.
Crazy.
Crazy work.
Man. Crazy stats.
Nah, start that nigga. You the center.
Nah, he do start.
Nah, I thought somebody started over him.
Nah, Porzingis start. He can't stay healthy, though.
Yeah, so he like more of like a six-man type shit. He on the starting lineup.
I think he start. Yeah, he start.
He probably just don't.
It don't matter. His minutes. Lakers in five.
Lakers in five.
But
Lakers in five.
College, Norfolk State. I don't know what they did in that March Madness.
But they got bounced out, nigga. What you mean?
Man, I thought the girls was gonna go crazy though. Nah. Like,
I mean, we could have. I thought the girls were gonna do all right too.
That one girl.
But the girls did good this year though.
They did do good. Shout out to North State girls and boys though, for real. Mm-hmm. But I'm just, man, hoping one day we could just get past the first the first part of the goddamn tournament.
But I don't know, it's gonna be tight. We lost a lot of recruit. A lot of people done went in the transfer portal.
Right. So talking about the coaches.
Nah, shit. Burrow's coach left too. He going to Auburn. Yeah. But he deserved it though. Vicks is that
he been killing. For a while.
He been killing.
He been doing but, good.
One of the girls going to the draft.
Oh, I did see that.
Three of the girls going in the transfer portal.
Oh, they transferring to a different school.
Mm-hmm. The boys too. Like three of them niggas going to the transfer portal too.
Dang.
So the basketball team might be looking a little crazy next year. But they did good this year though. That's all that matters.
They did do good.
Shout out to them.
And then
Duke gonna win the whole thing though. You know how we
you think so?
Yeah.
They ain't like that.
Duke crazy.
You just saying that.
Yeah, he just
I think we play balls. I think we play tonight.
We're gonna see.
And then other news, get well soon, Juju Watkins. She tore her ACL.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That was crazy. But I really think she tore
a non-contact.
Nah. I don't know. I think she was driving. She was driving to the hole. Mm.
If y'all don't know, Juju Watkins played for the USC.
USC. Is it? Trojans.
Right, okay.
She's probably the best thing in college basketball women.
She like that?
True.
For sure.
I really think, for real though, Jason Daniels' mom put a curse on her ass.
A curse is crazy.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, because about the situation, if y'all don't know.
The day before.
JD Five, which is the,
damn, that was the day
quarterback.
Before, the day before.
You want to explain it?
Yeah, after Juju's game, they was in a crowd together, you know what I'm saying? Just both of them just smiling and shit, you know.
Who was?
Both of them, Juju and JD5.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Then, out of nowhere, his mom came out of nowhere, got between them, and mm-hmm. she was basically just regulating shit. Just like, nah, you stay focused.
Not my son.
Yeah, not my son. I get it, but like,
I don't get it.
She up too, though. I don't get it.
I mean, I get it, but I
let
don't
that
get
man
it.
Do what he
yeah,
want,
he a grown
and like, they were both cheesing the whole time. Then the mom came, smiles,
it'd
went
be
away.
If he was picking up like some random ass.
Right, like it was around like she.
Maybe she don't know who Juju is though.
She might. Right. Well, she got a whole you, in the picture
you
right
in the sports
here.
World. You probably have seen her coming up.
Who you think bigger, her Juju or JD5?
JD5.
I don't know.
JD5.
JD5 is a Commanders quarterback.
Not,
and he
not,
went crazy.
Not being funny, but
year.
NFL is way bigger. But NFL is bigger than NBA.
Yeah, but
so
Juju's like the,
way
she's like
NBA.
The face of
yeah,
all in basketball right now.
You talking about that versus the NFL. Huh?
Juju might be bigger than him, bro.
Nah, bro.
They games don't even
get. And I'm just saying, like, but who?
Go look at Instagram. See who got more followers.
Nigga, I mean, shit.
I mean, bro.
No, I mean,
the NFL is bigger than the NBA.
You think Juju
she's
got more
not
followers?
Bigger. Do you think she's bigger than LeBron?
Nah,
who?
I
Juju?
Got it.
Or like Luka or somebody?
No.
Okay, so.
JD Daniels ain't up there either.
I mean, that's especially right. So.
If anything, I say.
Anthony Edwards.
She might be up there with Ant.
I don't think
she might be out there, man.
Well, Anthony Edwards?
Nah.
If you had to compare a nigga to JD Five, I'd say Anthony Edwards.
Nah, hell no.
Why not?
Maybe lower. Maybe lower than Ant.
That nigga went to the NFC Championship with the Commanders.
Yeah, I guess.
She got 1.1 million followers. She bad, though.
She got more followers than him. But he did win the Heisman, but she that girl, though, bro.
Bro, he's like the face of the new coming, the young,
bro, she's
young
the she's like after Caitlin Carr is her.
Yeah, I get that. I do, but I just say more people tune in to the NFL than that. So I just feel like.
But yeah, get well soon though, and they got to change that rule for college, bro.
No shit,
damn boy. They got to change.
Nigga said,
Jaden Daniel. Damn boy, what you do?
My bad, homies.
But
I'm trying to find this page. I can't find this page.
I think they got to change that college rule about girls too, though, because you know they got to wait 2 years before they go straight to the league.
For real,
unlike you know men's, they can go straight to the league. Because she would have been in the league with
Caitlin
and them by now.
Oh, she got more followers than him.
I thought she was bigger than him, bro.
We got 1 million. She got 1.1.
I mean, that Instagram don't mean shit, but like
it don't. But
I think she's bigger than him, bro. But yeah, get well soon. Hopefully she don't. You think she should go in the draft after she got hurt? And then she's a sit
back. She might though.
She need a whole year for healthy. It's going to raise her dress up. She'll be going
but she was scoring number one. She was going number one regardless.
She not going number one now. Coming off of ACL.
Shit, I might still pick her.
You going to pick her
because she's going to pick her. Ain't nobody ever came off. I don't ever came off a torn ACL and went number one.
That'd be crazy.
Somebody
bro.
Probably done number
like
Kyrie.
10.
Kyrie.
Kyrie did that.
Yes.
He went number one.
Yes.
And with a torn ACL?
Yeah, he tore some
fresh
shit.
Fresh off of ACL.
Yes, bro.
He went a season
he
in
went
between.
To Duke, bro. He went to Duke and got hurt. He played 3 games at Duke.
Man, look bro. It up.
I know
fat
this.
Fat check this dude, right?
I play, I'm a Duke fan, bro.
Fat check.
Pussy talk.
What a
ass.
Everybody in Duke ain't going number one, dude.
Kyrie went number one, bro.
Kyrie went number one.
Yes, he played 3 games for Duke. He fucked the shit up the whole season.
Speaking of.
Yeah, he was.
Kyrie, yeah. Shout out to Kyrie.
He hurt too, damn.
Yeah, he is hurt. Yeah, bro.
He hurt too.
Man, hopefully he get back soon, dog. He definitely a good player, dog. That I like watching Kyrie. I don't like the team he play for, but Kyrie, he be balling. Mm-hmm. That boy be balling.
Damn, he told ACL versus Hampton.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
Hampton mm-hmm. you.
Mm-hmm. Nah.
In Virginia. That's crazy. Wow.
That is crazy. Damn, he was right.
Yeah, nigga.
Damn, all
right,
Cam.
He was right
Cam
all the way around. Yeah, yeah.
Doing shit.
That nigga ain't come back to the court till he got drafted with the NBA. What the for fuck? Real? I need to watch that nigga highlights. Hello,
bro.
He's like that.
He is back, like that. But
back
yeah, on college, though.
Back then, he was like that, too.
Bro.
Ain't no
I think he was the number one player in the nation.
You got a torn eight. You let a hurt ass nigga get picked before you?
He's dead.
Imagine you know, number two pick.
But now, I'll definitely still pick Juju if she's going to draft. But she shouldn't, though, because. She's yeah, probably still gonna get NIL deals while she in college.
Yeah, yeah.
That's way more money. That's way more money than.
You think she bigger than that other girl
ooh.
That played at LSU?
Angel Reese?
Yeah.
Nah.
She probably right there with her.
Right there with her.
Mm-hmm.
But, Angel Reese kind of already been over. Juju is still up and coming. No. I don't think.
Like
basketball. I say Kayla like, Clark, Angel Reese, then Juju.
I would say like.
I say like basketball wise
Angel
though.
Angel Reese and Juju Watkins.
Like if you like. Who's a better player?
Yeah.
Juju.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. Juju's probably right there. She might be right there with Caitlin, bro.
Oh, Caitlin, because that's your girl.
Caitlin, the truth, though.
Yeah, Caitlin.
Caitlin, the truth. But she like, probably like really like right there with Caitlin.
Okay.
If Caitlin is like Steph, she's like Kobe.
Mm. I feel it.
And Juju's nasty, bro.
I feel it.
I don't know.
Tweet of the week.
Tweets of the week. This is a new segment that we're joining here.
New segment. Cam's going to do it, because I don't know.
It's just some, I be on Twitter, you know what I'm saying? Well, X or whatever y'all want to call it. I be seeing some outlandish shit, so I just thought, you know.
Some outlandish shit.
I just think I, you know, bring it to the guys.
Something dope with food on a bit.
Ain't nothing doing no food, man. Oh, this is kind of food. This does got something to do with food.
You about to drop a new wave flavor.
Nah, like, all right, check this out. All right. So,
butter biscuit wings.
Maple syrup.
Chicken
hot
so
wings.
Big and so. All right, but no.
It's yeah, dinner.
You ever had a chicken and a waffle together? A
chicken and waffle.
Or chicken coated waffle. Or waffle coated.
All right. We done?
No, you got to be done.
Cook it on here. All right, so once we says, is getting dinner with your girlfriend's parents technically running a two-man with her pops?
That's funny.
But is it?
Nah.
It kind of is, though.
Nah, because
a two-man with the pops is crazy.
That means he would have had a cane with the pops and, like, together, like, we about to go.
That's just like, man, right. That's like saying, like.
Nah, he probably came there with the girl.
That's like
bro.
Saying my girl, like, you bring your homeboy, I bring my girl. Like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. The dudes, the sexes would have the cane together.
Hold on, get in the dinner.
Like
with
you and your homeboy going to meet the two janks at the spot or wherever y'all gonna link up at. It ain't they ain't meet like that.
That's still a two man though.
He ain't ride
How
with
is
the
it
pops.
A two man though.
I mean, it ain't really a two man, but
because it's like
him and the pops ain't.
They ain't
I get what you saying.
They ain't up outside. Like, all right, and before we go in here,
let me tell you all right, something.
All right, so which one yours again? No, I'll just play.
Which one gonna
pop his ass? Fuck you, me. Which one bad? I think offended her twice. First off, that's my daughter. Second
right.
off, that's my wife. Which one he gonna
like
get
Martin.
Mad about?
You remember when Martin was acting crazy when he met Gina parent?
Oh yeah,
giving a crazy compliment, rubbing all over his chest and shit. Dude, wild. All
right, next tweet.
Do what's the next tweet, Cam?
Yeah, I want to breed Frenchies instead of chickens, and now eggs cost $100.
I agree. Everybody and their mama got a Frenchie right now.
Oh, no.
And you know what's so crazy, bro? I felt like I was a
Frenchie. I ain't seen Frenchies no more.
They have a Frenchie, and then everybody started getting them.
Niggas been fucking up the breeds with Frenchies, though.
They have, bro. But yeah, I brought my Frenchie from freaking Hawaii. Got that motherfucker shipped here. He was walking around, everybody, oh, that's a Frenchie. Next thing you know, nigga across the street got a Frenchie. I'm like, where you get yours from?
You a trendsetter, man. What you mad for?
Ah, because, like, ain't nobody give me no credit. You know?
Thank you, Dre.
Appreciate it, Dre.
For helping me bad as damn
Dre set the trend.
I'm going to fuck him up with the next thing. I'm going to bring another breed next, though. Watch everybody going to start getting
a new dog.
I ain't going to tell y'all what it is. What no, it ain't going to be no dog. It'll be a cat.
A Mabo.
I'm getting the cat, y'all.
See what happens when you down.
But don't nobody want me to get a cat.
You down to the world.
Bronny James in the game.
He down there with the alley.
But on real talk, though.
But real talk.
The chickens?
Yeah.
Niggas at my job, like, they got like a whole, they got barns, bro. They be bringing eggs in to sell them for people.
Right, bro. Hey, them dudes at work.
Making a killing.
They be having chickens, too.
I'm not going to say what. But yeah, but like, they literally like, they be like selling eggs and that shit.
Oh, that's a, that's a.
Just now telling niggas.
I'm not buying them eggs. I mean, they.
You ain't got to buy.
Right, we need eggs, bro.
True.
And they like, they fresh too, so like they straight out the
right,
shit.
Right, that's what I'm saying. And then with the eggs, bro, like, you can make some bread.
Ain't this some shit.
You can get some, put something at your crib and then get you a couple chickens in the garage.
You don't like money. That's all over here.
So we should get some chicken.
He probably, he don't want us to mess his, he gonna probably eat all the eggs.
He probably is. You clear them out as soon as they
So we need to get a little chicken
then. They don't even pull up to the store. They go straight to Cam crib. Yeah, we're outside, Mr. Butler.
So we should
get a garage. The usual back.
Niggas got to team up on you, B. That's what it is, B. It's all right.
He got a whole little
Jordan got double team, too, bro. That's what happened. It's all right.
You have your 3,000 dozen.
Shaq, you see a double team in the paint also, man.
Man, get the fuck out of here. I get it. That nigga stayed there, Shaq, man.
Because
he got his number on your sleeve. That's crazy.
Hey, yo, this last tweet is outlandish. Unless you go ahead and say
we really should. We really should, though, like, invest in some chickens and shit, though.
Oh, no question.
We could have been did it.
We could put them right out here.
Hell no, they ain't put them out. I'm about to say this shit.
We can't put it they in like, the house.
We can't put them out. I'm going to sell them out.
You going to eat them.
You put them in your house.
Hell, he going to try to fry them on the motherfuckers.
Right.
Drumstick going crazy.
See what he's doing with the
bone. Hold on, man. Fry them on the motherfuckers. That nigga got there trying to
scoop it. I got it. Successful.
That nigga took my joke from me. Hey, he finished the shit. He just took
it. Talking
around
to me,
saying,
"Yeah,
you're good, yeah." I know what he gonna say. Boy, your ass for that. Told some
rotisserie.
Hey, where the chickens at, bro?
Oh shit!
Oh, yeah. Mom will be like, "Man,
it died, so it I can't just let it go to waste."
I got this KFC right here. Sit fresher.
We got some. All right,
so I ain't reading this. I read this last week.
Why you put it on here, bro? All
right, so this a girl tweeted this, y'all. A girl tweeted this.
Hold on, hold on. What cat talking about, man? But I'm gonna let him do his thing.
What you want?
Oh, it is.
hold on. Cause.
It's funny though.
He told it's funny though. Pause, dog. You said it then.
All right, never mind.
Go ahead.
Nope.
Fuck it. Oh, why not? Go ahead.
Mm-mm. We ain't gonna be nasty.
You was gonna be nasty. I would just go.
Yeah, this is wild.
All right, yeah. Moving on. New subject.
I mean, you can blick. You can like.
That's for the group chat, man.
I mean, you can. Nah. I can't.
Not our group chat.
That's
freak
wild
ass
shit.
That's wild.
Freak
ass.
What you doing?
They want to know though. Now that we saying they want to know.
Check out OnlyFans. But
get us on Perion.
Stupid.
New segment. What are you mad about right now?
What are you mad about right now?
What are you mad about?
I'm mad.
Uh-oh.
That she been withholding the egg and chicken plug. What the hell is this?
He hungry. He's still on
I'm
the
like,
same
no,
shit.
But nah, nigga, I got kids.
Right,
niggas love kids, eggs though. In all ways. Like
eggs
scrambled, fried.
French toast.
He's speaking for himself.
Omelet.
He's speaking for himself.
Boiled eggs.
So you ain't gonna want a piece.
I got my eggs.
Oh, from him.
No, I ain't buying no eggs from him. And sometimes, like, he bring them shits in there, like, the eggs be rotten
What's
and shit.
What's his name?
Oh, hell no.
So, like, you gotta, like, you can really, you can smell them shit. You can tell which one rotten, though.
What's his name?
Why the hell you bringing him to the damn house? And
chicken about some
Chicken John.
Oh, say, he yeah. Trying to if, he do, if he knew his name, I was going to. Oh, so you had a conversation with him.
Chicken
yeah,
John.
Man, I'm Kale. Yeah. What's the number again?
How many you got?
You know what I'm saying? He said, about a dozen?
Wait, what you mad about, Drizzy?
Man, what am I mad about? I don't know, bro. Let me think. I ain't got nothing I'm mad about right now.
I wouldn't even say mad. I say no, upset at the most.
You I'm mad, yeah.
I say I'm mad about the house. You know.
You see, I'm about to let him have.
You just the warm up, good.
You ready too?
Nah,
man. What is the age? Talking about some. I'm like, let me look at the money spread. And I'm seeing all these extra funds in there. I'm like, bro. We ain't talking about these extra $500 for miscellaneous. Like, what is this? Oh, that's just there. You know, we're just going to be adjusted. Da, 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 da. We're not going to really give them that much money. But, you know, just in case they ask for it, we got it there. I'm like, oh, all right.
Nah,
stop playing me, dog. Stop playing me. But, yeah, I think I'm just, it's a new thing to me selling the house. So, it's kind of like, I'm kind of upset about how the spread was. Cause I'm like,
yeah, niggas better be bouncing ideas and shit off. Hey, you ever heard of this? Shit, they tell you this.
Right, yeah,
I'm tight about the shit because people really they bought like they signed the shit and everything about the
house.
Wild. And they pulled from it like literally 3 hours ago. So like I had my house sold,
damn,
and they just said nah, never mind.
Can't probably.
They can tell you what?
They said it was too expensive, I guess.
So why they talking about
they bro? I don't know, bro.
Probably because you know how that shit goes. It was a couple. Probably one was like, yeah, we're going to do it.
Bro. They pulled out
the other one was like, nah, look at the
like,
money
literally, like, on my way here. I
got any names?
Huh?
You got names?
Yeah, there? I got
names. Because the person just came here today. It might be the same person.
That would be crazy, man. But
if it is, I'm like, nah, bro, go ahead and get that crib.
That's a real nigga shit, though.
Nigga, nah.
You said you who? Hey, I got him on the phone right here.
Tell him why he ain't back. But nah, bro, they literally sent an email. I said, God damn, y'all.
That's wild, bro.
I was excited, too, boy. I about to have that money.
I know, you
that
probably
money on coming.
You probably was at goddamn Wendy's right then when they told you they going to sell it.
Yeah. Try to get it four now.
Put on
that.
I
ain't got to eat this.
Put on that. Back.
No combo, man. Just the fries.
Hold the fries.
But yeah, man. They
nah, man. I feel you on that.
They sent that email out, and I was like, shit. But nah, it's still on the market, though. So if y'all
should have been like, man, stop playing.
How much you got? How much you selling for?
Undisclosed amount.
Okay.
Throw
I mean,
offer.
I don't care, shit.
And find out.
Put my
tell
shit on
them
Instagram.
Throw an offer.
Throw an offer.
Tell them throw your offer you and find out.
You know what I mean? But it's a new build, so like.
Ah, hold on.
It's a new build,
like,
you know what I mean?
It's a nice spot.
It's all good.
Lately. It was strong enough for Cam. It's strong enough for anybody.
Right.
You see, that building gonna last 100 years.
You see, Marble ain't been in my house but like 2 times. He was on the first floor. He was on the first floor the whole time.
No question. Oh, yeah, y'all wanna do the next? The room talk.
Room talk.
Next segment is a room talk. Usually in room talk, we usually just kind of like.
Yeah, like they ain't been here before.
Why the fuck this nigga, light skinned nigga, keep explaining everything?
like we ain't
said the same thing last time.
Nah, bro. We might got new overcomers.
Man, they better tune into old one and find out quick. We need quick learners. Don't watch us mean we want no slow learners. We want quick learners.
We'll take everybody.
We need to stop putting little slow segments learners in there so they know what's what. Like, oh, okay.
You want some closed captions.
I'm telling you, people don't be knowing, dog. They be confused.
Ain't gonna read.
What's two you want to do, B?
If we got a chance to meet all the people, you want to do that one?
Nah, hell no.
Why that?
Nah, bro.
That's a good one.
I got one.
All right, go ahead.
Would you rather lose something or the feeling of never having it?
Would you rather lose something or the feeling of never having it?
It really depends on what it is.
Right. Now, the first thing that popped up in my head because I think we talked about it at work, me and my coworker talked about it at work, about my brother lost his vision. I'm getting a little personal. But it's all good. Brother lost his vision in like 10, 11.
I know, I had him. Hey, like, as you said it, I was like, oh.
Oh, he went dead with it.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
nah,
though.
But for real, though, like, y'all act like dude from, never mind.
go ahead, though.
I'm trying to get back serious, though.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, dang. Yeah. So he lost his sight at 10. He had a tumor on his optic nerve, which is where his eyes was at. And I was like, dang, like, I wonder what would he rather have kept his vision? I mean, lost his vision at 10 or just didn't have it at all? But then I'm thinking, like, shoot, at 10, you got to see your mama, your daddy, you know, your brothers and sisters. So you at least got a vision of how they look, you know, how people, certain people look. So I think in his case, I would say, with something like that, I think I would, if I were to lose my vision, I think I would rather have it first and then lose it rather than not having it at all and not knowing what anything is.
Not to speak on his case, but I think that would be more scarier to know.
Known what you've seen before.
Right.
You know what I mean? Of having like a kind of a vision of it, but like never having it at all.
You think that'd be better for you? Well,
I heard when you go blind, like, you're not completely blind. You can kind of like see like shapes and shit.
Yeah.
So right. If you knew what it was before, you kind of got an idea versus just, you just seen shapes your whole life. Mm-hmm. Like, that'd probably fuck me up, bro. Mm-hmm. At least you got an idea in your mind. You can't lose your thoughts and shit.
But then, like you said, some people might rather not have it at all because they're like, well, dang, I miss
I thought we were going to talk about some pussy or something. Like,
damn.
I thought we were going to be like, would you rather have a pussy or never had it at all?
No, but like, I mean, it's a good thing to think about, though. Like, especially when it comes to your senses. Like, would you rather have it or not have it? Like,
I'd rather have it than lose it, if it's a sense, something like that.
You'd rather have it than lose it, right?
A sense of anything.
What a sense.
If one of your
I'd rather
senses,
have the opportunity to opportunity have it at smell. Least one time.
You know he want to smell them cookies.
Right.
You don't want to lose that smell.
But think about something in your life that you like, but you probably shouldn't indulge in. You probably something like, for that, you'll probably be like, I probably shouldn't have never even goddamn did this shit.
Right. All right.
So I that's
though.
I was trying to goddamn.
He might go crazy.
I was trying to get some fun into it. You got one serious.
Do your thing. I mean, it's you not that.
The
it ain't got to be that deep and serious.
But I get it though.
I mean, because he cool with it. Like my bro, he cool. I'm cool with it.
Yeah, shout out my boy. But like, first thing I thought of was like money. Like,
I want that.
But like, so
oh,
you
to lose it? Oh, fuck.
To have it and
wrong?
To lose it?
To have
or
it.
Never have it at all.
Yeah.
Oh, nah, I want it. Ah, shit. Nah, that's probably more depressing to lose.
I mean, I guess it depends on if you knew of it. Do you know of the money?
That's saying, that's like,
do I have the opportunity to get it back?
I don't know. Just saying, like, I think I'll just, I mean, I've been broke all my life, so I'll just be broke. Because I don't think I'd be able to deal with just being up here and just.
Yeah,
I feel like everything up there is fake. The people,
that's
everything.
Cool. I like fake shit.
Cause you know, like when you fucked up, you ain't got shit. The people that's around you is genuinely around you for you, cause ain't shit else to be around.
I ain't worried about all that. Fuck it, I'm rich.
I'm rich.
I buy some new.
But that ain't the thing. So you want to lose it then?
I buy a new cousin. Cousin. But no.
So you rather lose it then?
No, I'd rather just not have it.
What do you got?
Depends on what it is, honestly. It depends on what it is.
Yeah, because that shit can go either way. Mm-hmm. Shit.
You rather not have it than have it and lose it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
I think I'd rather have it and lose it.
I'd be depressed.
I would be depressed. At least I got the chance to go crazy. You feel me?
Damn. I remember what polo felt like.
Right.
Now it's useful.
Mm. Right. What you can. I mean, Tim. You say you'd rather have it.
I mean, it really depends on what it is.
For the money. You'd rather have the money?
I'd rather have it or lose it. Because if I got it once, I think I can get it back. Unless some crazy shit like hitting the lottery or some shit. I'm playing them numbers again.
Play them numbers again.
Run it the fuck back.
All right.
Again.
Last run talk. Would you rather be 200 pounds heavier or your partner? 200 pounds heavier.
You rather have a partner 200 pounds?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you can't have no more. That'd be crazy. If you were 200 pounds heavier than what you is,
sheesh.
That'd be crazy.
Oh, I see what you're doing here.
No, I'm saying, I think any of us 200 pounds heavier would be crazy.
So you'll put
a good three?
You'll put it on them instead?
Nah, I put it on me. Hold on, my partner?
Yeah.
Yeah, I put it on me.
Yeah, I think I'll put on me.
Because I can get it off. I can get it off faster.
I ain't doing shit.
Like, if I'm just putting it on and losing it, I can do that.
Now, nigga. I'm 5'11", 450. I don't give a fuck no
more. You 450 now?
I'm about to
God damn, boy.
What do I look for?
I was like, I see what's
a smooth 450, huh?
You had it very well.
You know what I'm saying?
You had it very well.
A light 450.
Conway the
Machine. This nigga just got there on his toes. I knew your pants look kind of bigger, but damn.
A can of biscuits just bust out. Go home and just let it all out.
He got a girdle on.
He told me he got a girdle on.
Hey, boy, what about hey, you got a girdle?
If I see a dude with a girdle, it's crazy.
What the fuck was that?
Look, bro.
This nigga buttons and shit.
I mobbled a can of biscuits. It's crazy. I don't know. I think I'd rather me be 200 more than my shorty.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Cause like,
she still love me though, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They still, if you win it to win it, I don't know if they leave. If they leave, boy, that'd be crazy.
Oh no, if she leaves, she gave me 200.
Man, I get left by 450.
No, I'm saying, man, what if y'all had to, like, somebody be like, all right, you got a choice. Somebody got to wear this 200 pounds, and then she's like, well, can't you be like, I sacrifice it.
We gotta be locked in.
Oh, so
and then
like,
she leaves, you try to after give her sacrifices 200 after you, she sacrificed. Oh, that you 200. That'd be fucked up.
You just fat as hell.
Right. She start calling you a fat fuck.
Right.
Man, get your fat ass out of the way.
I did this for you, baby.
Right there. It's a bullshit.
That'd be crazy.
Brush your teeth with syrup.
Man. All right. What's next?
Go on.
Weekly advice. I'm about to go on. That boy, wow. I ain't got no weekly advice for this boy. Week. But
I got some.
I'm gonna come up with something.
No, you're not.
I'm gonna be last.
Mine is
mine's always best anyway. So
get that shit straight on Facebook.
Mine is
I be from the dome.
Perseverance is failing 19 times and succeeding the 20th.
Hmm?
Fall down 19 times, you get up 20.
Like Dwayne
times.
Wade.
Oh.
What that old Dwayne Wade commercial or some shit?
I don't know.
Mm. All right, Cam.
All right, what I got? Your direction is more important than your speed.
Your direction is more important than your speed. Okay.
Yes, I mean,
as long as you're going, keep going. Don't.
Yeah, don't stop.
Don't stop.
Have guidance on where you're going. You know what I'm saying?
I feel it.
Sounds good, right? Mm-hmm. It makes sense, don't it?
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah. Keep going. Slow, fast. Keep going that direction. You'll get there. A lot of people like change the rest. Oh, we'll do this. Oh, we'll do that. Then they don't get nothing accomplished.
My boy just roll everywhere. He gonna get there.
Right.
What you got, Drizzy?
I got one. This ain't mine, so I'm gonna just be honest with you.
Duh, nigga.
Duh.
You saying original quote?
I'm saying, though, y'all never be giving
nigga,
them.
Nigga, just Google.
Y'all
nigga.
Never give people none of their recognition. My, y'all just be saying the quotes. Ain't gonna
I ain't going to nobody.
Y'all supposed to quote their names.
J. Edgar Hoover.
Fucking tell. Sight Swartz or some shit?
Yeah, dude.
Nigga. Arnold Schwarzenegger said
that. Yeah. Come, hey, man. Hey, Kev.
I got a shit for Pete.
Don't call us. Try to sue.
Right.
I need mean, 500,000.
By tomorrow. Where you got
500,000? It's the last green room. That nigga gonna threaten our
life. I'm gonna call my room.
Man, what he say? You gotta treat him like smoking.
What he say?
What he say? Got me roped in with this shit, man.
He say he want $5,000 by
tomorrow. By tomorrow? You know, I just had a little piece of the goddamn green room.
You know, it is the last security guard.
With the quotes. All right, I'm a quote, man.
Hey, whoever came up with that part is stupid. Because the whole movie, I'm like, is they going to say it? Like, what happened?
All right. All right. The only way to do great work is to love what you do. Steve Jobs.
That shit was generic as a bitch.
Bro, hey, the only nigga that like his job for real, man. Everybody else just do it for the money.
Bro, you like your job, bro. You got to like your job,
is,
bro.
All right. My job is
tolerable.
You got
to like it to do it.
I don't mind doing it. For the money I'm getting.
Yeah.
I don't mind it.
If I could
but
do
if I
something
just had to do this shit for fun, hell no.
What would you do for fun if you get
Steve Jobs would probably do his job
he
for
eat
fun.
For fun.
So you go around eating stuff for fun?
Yes. he wants to be, what's that nigga name? Lee?
What's the nigga name?
Go around tasting food and shit?
Oh, I forgot his name.
Oh, you know,
Jason Lee.
Your cousin. Favorite. Your man.
you would be a good candidate for that, though.
Man, hell no.
Well,
I know them niggas got health problems and shit. You just ride around eating and shit.
When has that stopped
you? Be looking in.
When has that stopped you?
All you do is ride around, bagging food all day.
That'd be the life. Mama, that'd be the life, bro. Stop playing.
Hell nah.
How you would do that shit?
I be wondering how they fund themselves. Like, where you working? You just spend money on food.
I think they
that's what you do.
That's after a while, though, you get a certain amount of followers, you get to do it for free. You go anywhere you want, boy. You be
Mama said, interesting.
Mama be everywhere. I come with you.
Okay. And I'll run talk.
I ain't going to ride on
if you got paid to eat food, though, I'll do that shit.
Ooh, hey, yeah.
You would too.
I see the glimmer in your eyes.
He said that.
Oh, God.
He stood up there.
That shit said, peace. They got a sparkle in his eye.
He got a sparkle in his eye.
Yeah. I ain't going to hold you.
Took a bet to his
mama playing. Hey, Tim playing like he going to do it. I'm hey, fuck that shit. Like I said, man. Joy got double team all the time, bro. It's okay.
Hey, I got the golden ticket.
Golden crown.
Oh, you can eat.
When you shack out here, they got to double team you, bro. They got to the line,
look,
bro.
This is what you could do, bro.
See?
I'm not doing none of that shit.
You could go to all the ratchet spots in Norfolk.
Hell, like the
good.
They know him by name.
The good ratchet spots, like the corner store, the
face value.
Good subs. You all the hood spots. You go to that Portsmouth jank, dog.
He had his picture. Have his picture on the wall.
Every time, man, what it is.
See, look, he already reviewing shit already. For the free. Reviewing shit for the free.
That shit right
you could be
there.
Getting paid for
he
this shit.
Getting paid, bro.
He's about stop me, acting he's like me. You wouldn't do it. What the hell?
I would be your manager.
You'll be a co-host. Fuck you talking about a manager.
Big Fun Fat Joe.
We can get a next podcast. We going on a food tour. We had Cam and Mabo. We tasting all foods all across the Hampton Roads.
And we ain't paying.
Nah, we definitely not paying. We ain't got no money, so just get to it for free.
I'm saying.
Right.
You got a food budget.
We want a poo-poo platter.
You got a food budget.
A food budget?
You got a food budget, don't you?
Yeah, that's a good idea, though.
What is that?
Like, how much you spend on food a week?
Oh, nah, I'm going to get what I want.
Right.
See? True I think that's ass. The problem now, though, for us, though.
You got a true food budget? Nah. I mean, I try not to spend, like...
Ain't no way.
I try not to eat out here. 800.
$800
crazy. You got
a hefty
week
budget.
But I try to go
like a double lobster. Lobster with the pasta. What are you talking
you try
about?
To do it again?
I try to like go like a double week.
A double week?
Like on food.
Ain't no way. Bro.
Like out to eat.
How many meals is that?
Out to eat.
Yeah, if I like
hell
for the
nah.
week. Yeah. I mean, like, I packed lunches and shit.
What you mean for real?
Like sandwiches and
shit like
that.
Yeah.
He
look
like yeah, basic
shit. I can't eat the same shit like more than twice a week.
Man. Survival mode, B. I need to start doing that for real. Cause every time I be at the station, they always want to go out.
Get the jambalaya pasta. Get the large drink.
A true fat ass.
That shit smack it. Man, I eat Greek. I don't give no.
Duh, nigga, we can see.
Greek. I'm talking about
Greek.
Chef's kiss. That shit be exquisite.
Well, you could do the reviews from
you could do the reviews from
your lunch break, bro. You call it lunch breaks. The best lunch breaks.
Nah, that's when I'll be watching my shows.
Man, fuck them shows, dog.
Why you don't do it?
Let's get this money.
House. You had them niggas bring you all kind of shit.
Yeah, I could. Nah, but your shit better though, cause you could do it from lunch breaks. You just be right in the little your little cubby. Have your little food right there, but I just lunch breaks right here.
It's a street
and
food
you get your best lunch break.
Well, see, you know about it. Nah, it's a food truck festival, I think.
Where? Tonight.
You talking about tonight?
I'm trying to see. Y'all know more than I do.
Where is it?
It's out North, I think.
Look, when? Cam, though, you know the damn time, date.
When?
He got me tickets.
All right, y'all. It's been the Green Room Podcast.
Yeah. You tell the nigga what it is.
It's been the Green Room Podcast. Thanks for tuning in.
Make sure y'all follow us on TikTok. TikTok's still up. TikTok, Instagram,
that shit gonna be down in a couple of days. Like
again.
They keep saying that, man. That shit ain't going nowhere. TikTok, Instagram. What else we have?
Facebook Marketplace.
Facebook Market. Buy our stuff. We got Green Room merchandise.
I'm selling bacon off Marble Bed. Come get a slice. You could have your own bacon line. That'd be fire, Marble. That'd be fire.
Yeah, Marble's Maple Birkin Bacon.
Maplewood Bacon.
Marble's Maple Back Bacon.
It's called Maple Back Bacon.
Big Marble's Big Back Burgers.
All right, man. We gone. We out.
Until next time, guys.
Oh, this is what episode is that?